question is from Susie Bovaran, who's speaking on immunizations are your best shot, California's preteen vaccine week, 2007-2008. Please help me welcome Susie Bowman.
Good morning. Thanks, Marilyn. Nice job, Rebecca.
Thank you.
The California Department of Public Health, along with our immunization coalitions, spearheaded a multi-pronged social marketing campaign to encourage families of 11 and 12-year-olds to schedule a preteen doctor visit and get up to date on immunizations. My presentation will focus on strategies, successes, and challenges of our 2007 and 2008 Preteen Vaccine Week campaigns. Maybe. Let's try this one. Okie dokie. Let's try that one. Thanks. I love AB because we have to. I have had no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation within the past 12 months. Actually, before I begin, I'd like to extend a special thanks to colleagues at the California Department of Public Health and the California Coalition for Childhood Immunizations, now the California Immunization Coalition. They did the lion's share of the work developing and implementing the campaigns and really should be the ones presenting here today. So no surprise, if you've been out and about, you know California is a diverse state in terms of geography, urban and rural makeup, race and ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. We have 61 local health departments and nearly 20 local immunization coalitions, and we have about a million 11 and 12-year-olds. As a rule of thumb, our statewide campaigns are implemented locally with guidance and support from the state level. What that means is we develop and help ensure consistent themes, messages, and images, provide incentives and promotional materials, and organize and facilitate planning calls and provide technical assistance for the local partners who are planning their events. California celebrated its first preteen vaccine week in 1999 and held annual campaigns for about 5 years. The impetus for launching the first preteen vaccine week was the passing of a hepatitis B vaccine requirement for seventh grade entry. In the early years, preteen vaccine week was an effort to make sure no child missed the required hepatitis B immunization before starting seventh grade. In 1997, California had also implemented a hepatitis B school entry requirement for kindergartners. And so by 2003, that cohort of children was entering seventh grade and California's preteen vaccine week efforts were put to rest. As you probably know, the CDC, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the Society for Adolescent Medicine recommends that all 11 and 12-year-olds get a preteen checkup. This visit's a great opportunity for preteens, parents, and providers to work together to address the challenges of growing up, such as sexual health, making smart food choices, and standing up to peer pressure. In 2007, CDC launched a Preteen Vaccine Week campaign to bring awareness of recent recommendations for Tdap, meningococcal, a second chickenpox, and HPV immunizations. So California relaunched our Preteen Vaccine Week, and we tailored it for California families. We followed a pretty classic social marketing model. In 2006, we began planning by pre-testing initial concepts with 11 and 12-year-olds, and then did additional testing to refine products such as posters and brochures and messages. After developing the materials, we launched the campaign and used existing communication and outreach infrastructures, such as our coalitions and local partners. We used feedback from the 2007 campaign to strategize for the 2008 campaign. The project team created a variety of materials for preteens, parents, and providers, and even for schools. And there are samples in the back of the room, and please help yourselves. Campaign kits were available in print and online to help local groups through the process of planning, promoting, and coordinating a successful and a fun campaign. Statewide planning calls were held for guidance, information exchange, and moral support. I want to highlight just a few of the campaign pieces. The team created a preteen-friendly website, mybestshot.org, where kids can get health information through videos, quizzes, and games. Because parents are ultimately the decision makers and the most likely to schedule the appointment for their children, we created 15 and 30-second English and Spanish radio PSAs targeting those parents. For the doctors, the team created prescription pads that included a checklist with healthy advice for preteens and reminder postcards to encourage the preteen doctor visit. The campaign kit also contained a section designed for teachers filled with descriptions of ready-to-use classroom activities to teach concepts like herd immunity. I'm going to talk just about the kickoff events for a moment. In 2007, we launched the statewide Preteen Vaccine Week campaign with a 30-minute rally in the gymnasium of the Jonas Salk High Tech Academy in Sacramento. The theme, Immunizations Are Your Best Shot, was used by the speakers and guests to impress on the kids how great it is to have vaccines to prevent diseases. The venue was a great fit because the community was diverse, had relatively low immunization rates, and the school's namesake developed the polio vaccine. A local radio personality emceed the rally and introduced the speakers, including our state public health officer, the immunization branch chief, the local health officer, and Ruthie Bolton, a two-time Olympic gold medal winner and former pro basketball player from the Sacramento Monarchs. Ruthie shot baskets with the kids, and a San Francisco Bay Area rapper even led the students in a student-created rap encouraging immunizations. Then in 2008, the planning team chose a youth soccer tournament here in San Diego to kick off statewide efforts. The tournament provided an already established, credible, audience-appropriate, and large-scale venue for a kickoff event. We set up a booth next to the playing fields, and volunteers were available throughout the tournament to engage the youth and their parents in games, to answer questions, and to distribute giveaways like bang sticks. I can tell you what those are later. We administered surveys about preteen immunization awareness with the kids and their parents and did a follow-up telephone survey with them several weeks after the event. We offered $250 Target gift cards and Apple Store gift cards as incentives for completing the survey. Traditionally, the soccer games run continuously through the day, but the tournament organizers scheduled a special halftime period to focus on Preteen Vaccine Week. So during the halftime, a local hip-hop radio station emceed a program with speakers, again including the state public health officer and a young survivor of meningococcal disease. The highlight was Chris Klein and Peter Vaganis, members of the LA Galaxy soccer team, kicking balls with the kids. There are too many successes to list in this session, but I do want to share a few key ones. The variety of partners added credibility to the campaigns. It was really a rallying point for healthcare providers, schools, coalitions, health departments. Health departments, media, and families to promote positive messages about preteen immunizations. Targeting multiple audiences from different angles also led to a synergistic momentum. The materials and messages were intentionally not dated so they could be used throughout the year. We created a consistent branded look to tie the campaign together throughout the state. Many, many local activities were held and covered by local media during the preteen vaccine weeks. The events were tailored to local needs and resources. Additionally, we had buy-in and support from influential people, including Governor Schwarzenegger, who proclaimed it Preteen Vaccine Week both years, and professional athletes. The participation of the sports stars engaged the youth and underscored the importance of a healthy lifestyle. Lastly, and maybe most importantly, we solicited kids' input during the development and the revision of the campaign materials. Every awareness campaign has challenges, and this one is no different. The project's main challenge was, and is, to prove that the campaign resulted in kids getting vaccinated. As you know, it is nearly impossible to tease out whether a doctor's reminder postcard, a radio spot, a poster, watching kids play ball with professional athletes, or a combination of these motivated a parent to make an appointment for their preteen. Another challenge we faced, like many state health departments, is not having direct contact with the audience. Nearly everything we do is implemented at a local level. We're very fortunate to work with a lot of really amazing partners. We had to get creative with some of our translations. For example, some abbreviations like PVW and HPV don't translate well into Spanish, nor does the word tween. The state immunization branch is in the San Francisco Bay Area, so even planning events in Sacramento and San Diego was kind of tricky. Thank goodness and kudos to our local partners who made lots of trips and attended many planning meetings. Additionally, the soccer tournament was actually held at two schools, so we needed double the volunteers and two sets of everything. One kind of humorous challenge that we didn't foresee was a Jeopardy game at our San Diego event. It was a huge hit. In fact, the kids took it over and they ran it most of the day. However, our audience was 11 and 12-year-olds whose vocabulary usually doesn't include words like meningococcal, pertussis, diphtheria. Still, based on my eavesdropping, they totally understood the concepts and they explained it to each other. I'll wrap up with just a few of our lessons. The campaign rolled out in a classic social marketing style. Seemingly disjointed activities were tied together logically. We carefully and deliberately planned, then revised and refined. We based our campaign on sound research and data. Serendipitously, adolescent health is kind of a hot topic these days, and we involved our target audience in the process. And we maximized our efforts by partnering with complementary organizations and by working with influential and respected people. Thanks for your attention. For more information, you can view the campaign kit on our Preteen Vaccine Week website, and you're very, very welcome to visit the CDPH website, and that's where you have the information for the parents and the providers.
Thank you. Our next